story, or maybe Priya or both. Maybe one of one as well. I mean, an insight here that this old Priya wants to share with the world, with the devotees, that when you go further, and this is there in that Bhagavatamrita story, that's where I got it from. Beyond that impersonal mukti, liberation, and so on, and the nirvana, going up, up, up towards the higher and higher lokas until liberation. Well, then our Gopa Kumar is back on earth, where he's sitting there meditating in Vrindavan Gokula. And what I learned from this, because then it said that this is how you live on earth, in this simple Raja Bhumi, which I also understand it's not necessarily a geographic place on earth, but it's the mood, the rasa, so to speak, the simple pastoral life on the countryside, farming, coward life, the humble life on earth, not in the big cities and this and that, but the countryside, and seeing Krishna there, you know, relating to God in that setting, so to speak, in that mood. Where is Krishna? Where is the coward boy playing the flute? And that's the mood there in Vrindavan. You're running around looking for Krishna. But Krishna is in the heart of the devotee, and Vrindavan is in the heart of the Vrindavan mood devotee. So what we learn from this is not that we should take an airplane down to a specific place in India, but this rasa, this mood, this relationship there to God. And when you realize this, then you don't need to seek mukti and flying off to other realms, whether heaven or Maharloka or Janaloka or Tapaloka or beyond, even Vaikuntha. Gop Kumar, he wasn't satisfied in Vaikuntha. You can be anywhere, and you can even be here on this humble earth, which gives this humble earth a meaning all of a sudden. Not that you want to flee away from here and it's all bad here. Avoiding all the relationships and all the things here. But you change your consciousness to see that, yes, we are all, even when we are here in these funny bodies, we're all parts and parcels of God, and who is our best friend? And relate to Krishna that way. Of course, naturally then, we want to live such a life, humble in the countryside or small town, Mathura, or big town, Dwarka. Which kind of represent different environments and the rasa, the moods in those environments in relation to God, to Krishna. And that is the beauty and the wonders of his teachings of bhakti. Not that austerity, renunciation, rejecting everything, but use everything in Krishna consciousness.